The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, the University of Cambridge has published research today, I should say, that suggests we should all be aiming for exactly 7 hours sleep from our 30s right through to old age. Well, Barbara Sahakian is Professor of Clinical Neuropsychology at the University of Cambridge. She joins me now. Barbara, a pleasure to speak to you. Why seven?
Well, it's what we've found in the study, actually. All these people from the UK Biobank participated, and they basically listed how many hours of sleep they got. And then we looked at their neuroimaging brain scans, and we looked at their cognitive performance, and we looked at the measures of well-being and anxiety and so forth. And we found that if you had 7 hours sleep, you had better cognition, you had very good brain volumes, and you had, so your structure was very good, very fit brain. And then we also found that you had better well-being and less anxiety and symptoms of depression and so forth.
So is it a minimum of 7 hours? I mean, is all of that true if you get 8, 9, 10 hours sleep as well, or can you sleep too much?
No, you can sleep too much,
right.
Certainly in middle to old age, which is what we studied. 7 hours is optimal. If you get less than that, it's not good. If you get more than that, it's not good. We think it probably reflects that if you're sleeping for longer than that, you may be getting disrupted sleep. It may be an indication of perhaps, you know, inflammatory processes and things and your disruption of sleep, and you're not going down properly into deep sleep or slow wave sleep, which is what you need to consolidate your memories and clear toxins from the brain.
I see. So it's not necessarily the sleep itself for 8 or 9 hours that's the problem. It's that the sleep for 8 or 9 or 10 hours maybe suggests that there is another problem there.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is interesting. This is from, as you say, I was going to take you up on that kind of middle age, given we're talking about people in their 30s there. I took that as a personal insult. But anyway, we'll let that slide. For younger people, and I appreciate you haven't looked at this, I mean, is there a suggestion that they do and should and could be sleeping more?
Yeah, when you look at children and adolescents, the indications are that they do need more sleep, considerably more than 7 hours, because their brains are still in development, so their brains are still growing. As an adult, so our brains are still in development and growing up until age about 24, 25 years of age. And so probably what happens is that after that, obviously, we don't need the same amount of sleep. And we found that, you know, people in middle age do better on the 7 hours of sleep.
And I assume, though, that 7 hours, that like it only counts if it's 7 quality hours of sleep, if people are tossing and turning and waking up every 30 minutes to look at a clock or check their phone, it doesn't work. How do people observe 7 hours of good quality sleep?
Well, the best thing to do is to make sure you're really comfortable. So we talk about something called sleep hygiene, and that really means that, you know, you've got a good mattress that's comfortable, the temperature in the room that you're sleeping in is good, you're not taking a lot of alcohol or caffeine just before you go to sleep and coffee, and you're not, sort of watching some thriller movie which is going to make you very excited and aroused just before you go to sleep at night. So it's good to sort of relax, think about pleasant things, and try to, you know, get that 7 hours of sleep. We also showed it was important to try to do that consistently if you could. So in this joint study published in Nature Aging, which we did with Fudan University and the University of Cambridge, we found that it was really important to make sure that you're ready for your sleep as well, so that you get that 7 hours of sleep. I would say that a lot of people can't sleep because of chronic stress, and that's something that you need to be aware of. You need to, you know, do relaxation or do meditation or maybe get a lot of exercise, and that helps you, you know, cope with stress much better.
Do you, or what is your view on people using wearables to track the quality of their sleep? You know, I've heard kind of the arguments on both sides previously, you know, that it's a good way of monitoring the amount of quality sleep people are getting. Others are critical. It's kind of leads to maybe a level of over-analysis on the micro level. What's your view?
Yeah, I think that some people really take to apps and they really like to monitor things, and that's fine. I mean, people do their steps to make sure they're getting the right amount of exercise or whatever, and you know, they're looking at their heart rate or blood pressure, and that's fine. If people like to do that, that's okay too. I mean, it's been questioned whether that really, you know, some of these apps actually do monitor your deep sleep or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So that's a thing. You could be lying in bed still, but maybe you're not actually down in your deep sleep, which you need for the 7 hours. But some of these apps also remind you of relaxation techniques and things like that that can be quite helpful. So, you know, if you're one of those people who likes apps, that's fine.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Barbara, but in the context of another conversation we were having earlier, we were talking about making the bed, and I said, I can't sleep in an unmade bed. I actually sometimes make my bed at night before getting into it. That's totally normal, isn't it, for a good night's sleep?
I think if you have crunched up sheets, a lot of people find that very uncomfortable. And, you know, some people do make virtually what used to be called the hospital corners on their beds and everything it needs to be. And it just depends on, you know, your own preferences. But most people do like, you know, a nice, comfortable bed. And that's different for different people because, you know, we know some people prefer the slightly harder mattresses. Some people like the softer mattresses.
Oh, so a good hard mattress, Barbara. I can't go without. I know you kind of were whatever floats your boat there, but I'm going to count that as an advocate for my argument that people need to make their bed before getting into it at night. Listen, it's been really interesting talking to you, Barbara, and we appreciate the time. Barbara Sahakian is a professor of clinical neuropsychology at the University of Cambridge. I only get a very disturbed 5 hour sleep, says Deck, not helped by a dodgy prostate, despite doing the whole exercise and hygiene thing. Now I'm going to be more stressed after hearing this. Sorry, Deck, didn't mean to cause that. I wake at 2:20 each night, whether I go to bed at 9 or 12. No idea why it's the same time each night, but that's it. And I usually end up reading until I get up. 5306, the text number. Keep them coming.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.